This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A study from the Congressional Joint Economic Committee finds members of labor unions earn, on average, 10% more than their non-union peers. The difference is even greater for Black and Latinx workers, whose wages were 17 and 23% higher. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
There's almost always a power imbalance when it comes to negotiating with an employer, says Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute. That imbalance is compounded for workers of color.
They come with a higher likelihood of being unemployed in the first place, lower income, lower wealth. So there's more pressure to stay on a job or to take a job rather than to hold out, or even to challenge something that they think is unfair.
But she says collective bargaining helps level the playing field.
It clearly lays out policies, practices, and pay for a worker in a given position.
Union membership has been declining for decades, but Black workers are more likely to be in a union than the population at large. Danielle Mahonis is a trainer at the UC Berkeley Labor Center.
Workers of color have been central participants in the labor movement for a really long time.
She points to recent organizing efforts, like the one at the Staten Island Amazon warehouse, where Black workers have been at the forefront. But many Black and Latino workers live in states in the South and Southwest that limit the power of unions. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.